You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Research into pregnancy has been fraught with complication, as direct testing cannot be carried out on the placenta. I spoke to Dr. Alice Clark about the development of the virtual placenta and research into growth fetal restriction and fetal blood flow.
What sparked your interest in researching the use of a virtual placenta?
So I actually have a background in mathematics, and so I was kind of into computer science. And I guess that I just by chance walked into a professor's office at the University of Adelaide where I used to work. And it was a maths professor who'd had this really exciting conversation with somebody who was in the fertility world. And I hadn't really realized that you could apply those kind of maths and computer science skills to biology until that conversation. That kind of the concept of this virtual human, so a human that basically lives on a computer that you can use to understand physiology and medicine better. And it was just so exciting to me that you could use those kind of maths and computer skills to improve health. And so that's kind of where my work started there. And increasingly, I've been interested in kind of applying these skills to understanding reproductive health, which is one of the most interesting times of life to me. It's kind of where we all started. It's where we all came from. And actually, relatively little is known about that time in our life when we're kind of growing in the womb, because it's a time with a lot of change. We grow from just two cells to whole humans in 9 months, and it's a time where it's quite difficult to do medical examination.
With the assistance of the Auckland Bioengineering Institute, how, you touched on this before, but like the whole multidisciplinary approach, and how has that informed the direction of the research?
It's actually a really exciting time to be in pregnancy research. Part of that is because of all of these new technologies that are coming out, which can help us to understand more about pregnancy. Things like high resolution imaging, things like magnetic resonance imaging that doesn't require any radiation to be given to a pregnant mother, which can be dangerous, and technologies around kind of how you can assess what is going on with a developing baby in the womb are really allowing us to understand more and more about what happens in pregnancy. So we work with cell biologists, we work with clinical specialists in obstetrics and gynecology, we work in people with people who do all of these cool types of medical imaging, who are working on improving ultrasound. And then kind of sitting in the middle of it all is this virtual pregnancy, where we're trying to take in data from all of these different groups around the world and within New Zealand and interpret the data better with our computer-based pregnancy with our models.
You've mentioned that like fetal growth restriction arises in 1 out of 10 pregnancies, which can put the fetus at 4 times risk of being stillborn. How has your research zeroed in on to developing any solutions or further understanding towards FGR?
Fetal growth restriction is when a baby doesn't grow as well as it should do. And there can be lots of reasons for that to happen. And because of that, it's quite hard to detect the problem with current ultrasound techniques. What we're doing with this virtual pregnancy is we're recreating pregnancies that look like healthy pregnancies on this computer simulation, and then that look more like pregnancies that are impacted by fetal growth restriction. And what that allows us to do is allows us to understand more about what is driving the problem when a baby doesn't grow as well as it should do. And by understanding more about what's driving the problem, we can actually start to think about, well, what do we need to look at if we're doing an ultrasound examination of a pregnancy? And so one of our major goals is about kind of how do we do a better job of detecting this problem sooner? And that's really important, because knowing that a pregnancy is at risk of fetal growth restriction improves the outcomes for that pregnancy, because doctors are able to watch that pregnancy much more closely and make better decisions about how to manage that pregnancy. So the worst case is a baby isn't as big as it growing as well as it should be, and that's just not noticed, and so it can't be managed clinically.
You have previously described the placenta as being a dense forest of trees, with the blood flow being critical for good exchange. How has the virtual placenta impacted your understanding on studying blood flow and exchange?
The virtual placenta, alongside some of these other technologies around improvements in how we look at pregnancy, so MRI imaging, it's allowed us for the first time to think kind of about how the anatomic structure of the blood vessels that make up the placenta, how it looks in 3D, and we can see that now in exquisite detail. You have this, like you said, a tree-like structure of blood vessels, and the nature of the branching of the blood vessels in that tree determine how well the placenta, which is basically taking nutrients from mother's blood and giving it to the fetus to help it to develop, that tree-like structure has to grow well for a healthy pregnancy. And what we're doing is being able to explain with this virtual pregnancy model what aspect of that tree-like structure are the most important for determining how much of this nutrient-rich environment is coming from mum to feed the developing baby. So what's really important for the growth of the baby?
What are some of the complications you can see arising from the use of this technology? And where do you see the future of virtual organ development heading?
The most important thing when you're trying to do a better job of detecting a problem with somebody's health or the health of a pregnancy is that you have to be sure that you're really, and it's quite a common problem across clinical sciences, you're really detecting that specific problem that you're looking for and you're not over-diagnosing issues. And that's one of the reasons that we're really trying to take in information from a whole bunch of different disciplines through science so that we really are understanding first and then making suggestions later. So we're really trying to do a good job there of making sure that we're honing in on the right problem. One of the really awesome places that this can lead to is research work, which they call virtual clinical trials. So if you think about a new diagnostic method or a new drug that might come on the market, that has to go through a whole bunch of clinical trials. But what you can do is if you have a really accurate computer-based representation of what the population looks like, so how different people's bodies function and what is the normal range of function in a population, you can use that to actually guide the design of clinical trials. So you're making sure that you're targeting the right people at the right time with the right technologies. And that's quite an exciting avenue for these virtual human models broadly, because we can really help with that kind of design process that can cost a lot of money. And often with clinical trials, you do a lot of work and then the trial is ineffective. So using these virtual models to help design the trials might help us to target in on the right areas. Virtually, they will always go through real clinical trials, but it helps us to design those trials.
And that was Dr. Alice Clark from the Auckland Bioengineering Institute speaking to me about the ins and outs of the virtual placenta and the application for future research.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.